Hey, it's time for...
Oh, sweet.
Did you hear what the lady said?
I said, oh, sweet. Oh, sweet, it's the margarine with the delicate natural flavor.
Yes, friends, that's what the ladies are saying everywhere. All sweet. The margarine with the delicate, natural flavor. Swift, All Sweet Margarine invites you to Meet the Meat. Swift and Company's family of favorite foods invite you to meet your favorite radio family, the Mortimer Meats, who live on Elm Street in Civic Center. Well, the sun is shining brightly on the little white house with the green shutters, and just a block up the street, Mortimer and his daughter Peggy are kneeling over a stray puppy.
Oh, you adorable little thing. Come to Peggy. That's the boy. Oh, Daddy, he likes you.
Easy, now, Peggy, now put the little fellow down. Now, you know how your mother feels about dogs. She likes them in other people's homes. Now put him down there.
Oh, is him homeward? Poor little fellow. Well, don't you worry him to someone what would us. Yes. And we'll fix him up a nice cozy place.
And I told you, even take him here. Put the stay-ums puppums down. You are not to bring him home.
Oh, but Daddy, I want him. And he wants to go with me.
I'm sorry, dear, but your mother says you can't have it. You don't.
He is, Margaret.
Margaret, he is friendly.
Oh, he's licking your face. Oh, please, Daddy, help me smuggle him into the house.
Oh, no, not on your life.
Please.
No, absolutely not.
Please.
I can't take him. Oh, well, maybe we could convince your mother to change her mind. No, I shouldn't do it. I even said, come here, you fella. Cold. Now, come on. Get right in under my coat. Yes. That's the way.
Oh, Daddy, you labby pie. You will help me smuggle him into the house?
Well, now, daughter, I know I shouldn't, and I know your mother will throw all three of us out. But it, well, I'll try.
Daddy!
Yes. Now, I'll button up my coat.
Oh.
There now, you see? Peggy, tickles. Now, stay put, you little rascal. Stay there. Now, you never know I had a puppy under my coat, would you, dear?
No, it's perfect.
Hey, what's funny?
I'm just waiting to hear you explain to Mother that that little tail sticking out is your own.
It looks like Mortimer and Peggy are in for an eventful November day. And speaking of November events reminds us that the time has come again when folks are thinking of turkey and cranberries, donuts and apple cider, plum pudding and hard sauce, traditional foods that have come down to us from generation to generation, dating originally from colonial times. And millions of women who've used it enthusiastically agree that all sweet margarine just naturally belongs in this picture of American good eating. All Sweet is truly an all-American product from our rich farmland. It's made from fresh, pure vegetable oils, which are blended by an exclusive process with all the cultured skim milk they can properly absorb. And it's from this cultured skim milk that All Sweet gets the delicate, natural flavor that makes it a favorite with folks everywhere. Now, of course, All Sweet is at its most delicious best, spread generously on hot breads or used with vegetables. But it can be just as important in all of your cooking and baking. So add All Sweet, the margarine with the delicate, natural flavor, to your grocery list. It'll add deliciousness to every meal.
Is that you, Mortimer?
Yes, dear. Peggy and I came in together. Be quiet, fella. Be quiet. We don't want anybody to find out about you yet. Is your tail stuck in, Peggy?
Yes, Daddy. He's all in.
So am I, and I haven't started yet.
Well, hello, you two. What have you been up to?
Why, nothing, Mother. We just happened to bump into each other.
Yes, dear. There we were, walking along, and we met, and so we came home.
Well, uh-huh. Take your coats off and hang them up.
Yeah, I think I'll keep mine on. It's chilly out, you know. Now, don't be silly. It's warm as toast in here.
Oh, Pops got quite chilled. Didn't you, Pops?
Yes, you see, I believe I have the start of a cold.
Oh, well, no wonder wearing your coat indoors as well as out. Oh, Mortimer, I declare, you're putting on weight.
Where?
Right here.
Excuse me. I'm getting a little hoarse.
You sound more like a little dog, and you look like the Battle of the Bulge. Mortimer.
Hmm?
Take off that coat.
Oh, my daddy,
don't. But Mother, not another word. Here. I thought so.
Yes, I thought you'd think so.
Oh, golly.
Oh, Mortimer Meat, what in the world possessed you to try to smuggle a dog into this house? I presume that is a dog.
Oh, Mom, he's dear and adorable. Look how cute he is.
Looks like Uncle Ethelbert's to pay. Mortimer, Peggy, out you go. Dogs should be kept outside where they belong.
Oh, now, Aggie, just...
Please, Mortimer.
Get down.
Get down off my nice green apron.
You better take some dog, Doctor. You're barking like a dog.
Are you trying to be funny, Louie?
That isn't funny, Uncle Louie.
Hey, Mike. Oh, a dog. Hey, where did that thing come from?
That'll do, Louie. Mortimer, either that dog goes or I go. Do I make myself plain?
Looks like he took you at your word, Aggie. He's gone towards the kitchen. Hey, that's a pretty smart dog at that.
Well, just don't stand around, all of you. Capture him at once. Now, step, every one of you.
If you hear more, get. I would say that you should all sit down, and when the dog gets tired of playing hide-and-seek here in the kitchen, he'll quit and go back in the living room.
Oh, but Lily and Mrs. Meek wants us to bring him right in.
Believe me, Mr. Meek, working around for folks for the day as I do, I've had plenty of experience with dogs. Now take the gander's dog next door. He's a pointer setter.
Pointer setter?
Yeah. All day long he sits in the kitchen and points at the icebox.
I heard that, Lily. And I'll thank you not to talk about me like that. Just because I have a snack now and then.
Lily, we're talking about the puppy, Uncle Louie.
Oh, the hound, eh? Well, you better laugh to him, Morty. Aggie's fit to be tied.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, Louie. Aggie, here, boy.
One snack, Morty, one snack. That's no way to handle a dog. You gotta use dog psychology. Like this. Now, let me think. Morty! If you was a dog, what would you do next?
Bite you.
That's very good, Mr. Meek.
Corny. Hand me that newspaper, Peggy.
Oh, here you are.
Now,
what are you going to do, Uncle Louie?
Well, I don't think your puppy wants to read, Louie.
This dog needs a lesson. And I'm going to give him a couple of hits with this rolled-up newspaper.
Oh, no.
Now, don't worry, honey. Don't worry. You always train a dog this way. The paper don't hurt him, and then they get scared.
Please don't hit him, Uncle Louie.
I won't. Relax. Now, watch. Come here, puppy. Come here to me. Hey, let go of that paper. Let go of that paper, dog. Wait a minute. I haven't read Little Abner yet. I think that... Now, look what you've done. You tore Pappy Yoakum's pants off.
Drop the paper, puppy, please. For your Aunt Peggy.
Poor Peggy. He likes you.
It was my psychology reacting a little like this.
Look, he jumped on that ball chair. Hey, he's running off with my hat. Hey, he's here, dog. He's here. Good boy, now. Come on. Hey, give me your hat. Come on, now. Come on. Give me your hat. That's your boy. Now, come on. Go. Yeah. Now I got it.
Oh, gosh, it's kind of chewed up, isn't it?
Hey, Morty. What he's left of your hat looks like a jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it's ruined, all right.
The more I look at that hat of yours, all torn to shreds, the more I have to... Hey, Morty.
Hmm?
What's that on your head?
My head? Why, that's my hat.
Then whose hat is...
Oh, no, stop it. Be quiet, all of you. Why, Mother, he minds you. He must like you.
Yes, if Peggy's right, dear, the little fellow must like you.
Well, I'm not interested. My mind's made up. I will not have a dog in my clean house. Tracking in mud and shedding hair all over everything.
Yeah, well, how are you going to stop him? Get him a pair of goulashes and a quart of hair tonic.
Oh, don't howl, puppy. If you stick around here, you'll have to get used to worse than that. Poor little fellow. You certainly have your troubles, don't you?
Hey,
I think that's what we'll call you. Trouble. The name suits you perfectly.
See, that's a very good name, Peggy. It's unique, too.
Here, Trouble, Trouble, Trouble.
There's no use giving him a name. We're not going to eat him.
Oh.
Peggy, Mortimer, you catch him and take him out of here right now.
Oh, not right now. It's cold out and you freeze.
That's right, Mother. Gosh, you wouldn't throw him out in weather like this.
Serves him right, that dirty little hat eater.
I'll simply call the Civic Center dog.
Oh, no.
Or the Animal Society. They'll be glad to take him away.
Never mind, Mother. I'll take him. Come on, Trouble. Believe me, that man was right when he wrote, "Nobody knows the trouble I've got."
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home?
Oh, my goodness. It's only you, Mr. Weigel. Thought you were the dog catcher.
The dog catcher? Why in the world would you think that, Lily?
The puppy Peggy brought home. Mrs. Meek has threatened to call one.
Puppy? What kind of a dog is it, Lily?
Oh, he'll eat anything.
I heard that, Lily, and I want you to know
it. Oh, wait a minute, Louie. What? Lily wasn't talking about you. As a matter of fact, I was just about to say that anything you eat, hot bread, vegetables, sandwiches, are all wonderfully improved by the use of all sweets. The margarine with a delicate, natural flavor. Now you take sandwiches. That's something you'll take any day, eh, Louis?
Oh, yeah. With a slice of devil food cake on the side. Oh, deruly, deruly.
Well, Mother, when it comes to making those lunchbox sandwiches for Dad and the youngsters, you'll find that all sweets spread so easily, so smoothly, you can use it the instant it comes from the refrigerator, without waiting for it to soften. And, of course, spreading all sweet generously on sandwiches, clear to the edges, doubles the energy value of the sandwich. Yes, every pound of all sweet is a constant source of 3,300 calories, as well as an ideal supplier of essential vitamin A. So make those lunchbox sandwiches better and better for your family with all sweet, the nutritious, delicious margarine with a delicate, natural flavor.
Don't you try to bite her. She likes you. Don't you, Jeff?
Oh, but she says I like you.
Ouch!
Listen, dog. I can bite, too.
Trouble, behave yourself.
There, that's better. Aw. Isn't he perfectly adorable, Jill?
Uh-huh.
Also, he has sharp teeth. Peg, is he a white dog with black spots or a black dog with white spots?
We'll find out after we give him a bath.
Oh, well, it certainly has been nice. Oh, and you too, Trouble.
Jill Donovan, are you going to desert me now in my hour of need?
Oh, no, I wouldn't think of it. I'm simply going home to have my dinner.
Oh, but you haven't said you'd help me.
Oh, so I haven't. Well, Peg, I'd be glad to help you now, but I don't think my parents would approve of housebreaking.
Oh, you're not going to be a housebreaker. You're simply going to bring little Trouble over to my house after dinner and hand him to me through the left window at the back of the house.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Jill, you like my new sweater, don't you?
Oh, but if you think
I'm thinking of letting you wear it every Saturday for a month.
Every Saturday?
For a month? Providing you bring Trouble over after dinner. Well, hurry and decide.
Well, I don't want to do it, but I do look wonderful in your sweater. I know I'll get in touch, but I'll be sensational every Saturday for a month.
Make up your mind.
Okay, I'll do it. Come on, puppy. Like they say, I'm going to borrow Trouble.
Oh, it certainly is nice to be able to sit down and relax without any noisy puppy yapping.
Yes,
not that he wasn't a cute little dog. He's so small. A tiny puppy like that would have to be kept in the house and... Don't she be kept out of doors. Honey, sounds like someone tapping on the back window.
It's Jill, Mother. That's our code.
Code? What code?
It's a secret code, Mother.
Oh, honestly, children.
You'd think with a perfectly good telephone and a perfectly good front door, it wouldn't be going all
the time. Coming, Jill.
Oh, Trouble.
Darling Trouble. And you too, Jill.
Oh, thanks. I thought I'd have to bark before you noticed me.
Don't be silly. Oh, gosh, it was swell of you to do this for me, for Trouble and me.
I know it. When can I try on our sweater?
Hand Trouble over to me. Oh, that's my little baby. Did you miss me?
This is very touching, but I'm getting cold out here.
Oh, Jill, excuse me. Now, look, you run around to the front door and keep talking to my mother while I take Trouble down to the basement.
Oh, but what do I talk about?
Oh, no, just keep Mom busy. I'll make Trouble comfortable, and then when I get ready for bed, I'll take him upstairs with me.
Oh, but Peg,
yes?
You better have a high-to-high talk with your dog. He doesn't like basement. And when Trouble doesn't like anything, he says so. Out loud!
Do you think skirts will keep getting longer and longer, Mrs. Hoover?
I really sweep the floor. Oh, my, this is a lovely room. So home-like. I always say there's nothing like a home-like room. And a home, of course. Did you want to say anything with me?
Yes, well, I did want you, Jill, but this mood is past.
I wonder what happened to Peggy.
Oh, she'll be right in, Mrs. Meek. She had to do something about a friend. Peggy is very loyal to her friends, you know. Oh, yes, she's very loyal to everybody. Oh, Peggy, I'm so glad to see you. Did you, your friend?
Everything's dreamy. Have you and Mom been having a nice talk?
Delightful, dear. Just delightful.
Honestly, living in this house and listening to what goes on is enough to drive a guy goofy. I'm going down to Jake's joint and listen to the jukebox. At least there you get music with the words.
My, Uncle Louie is certainly sensitive, isn't he?
Well, I guess all of us are a little afraid, Jill. It's been rather a trying day.
Oh, it certainly has. Dogs.
Oh, don't you like dogs, Mrs. Meek?
Oh, I like them all right when they're full grown and responsible.
Oh, but Mother Trouble could be trained.
Not in this house, dear.
Oh.
Don't look so blue, Peggy. Your father and I'll talk it over, and perhaps we can find you a nice, well-mannered, grown-up dog.
Oh, Jill! Sing a blue fleet for Mother and Dad. He thinks it's you.
Oh, yes.
I thought everyone was too cheerful around here. Peggy, where is that puppy?
In the cellar, Mother.
March, you and Jill, and bring him here.
Yes, Mother. Yes, Mrs. Meek. Well, we tried.
The idea, Mortimer. How could you aid and abet those children in such a false
story?
If I hadn't felt as I did about that dog, I certainly would feel unfriendly after you and Peggy deliberately tried to trick me.
But, dear, I didn't try to. Yeah, I'll get it.
Never mind. I'll get it. And then I have something to say to you, Mortimer Meek.
Yeah, I'll be afraid of that.
Yes? Hmm? Yes?
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. I'm Phineas B. Martin of the Animal Society.
Oh.
A report was given us that a small puppy was seen in this neighborhood. Hmm? Forlorn little fellow. Very sad.
Oh. Well, you say he was a forlorn little dog?
All little dogs are forlorn and sad. And pitiful, too, if they don't find a nice home in the loving care of a master and the gentle understanding of a child.
Oh.
Yes. No home, no long life. You know.
What?
You know.
Oh,
yes.
Well, when you do find him, what do you do with him?
Take him back to the shelter. Try to find a nice home for him. Hope and pray that there's a child in that home. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Children build character, you know, when they take care of dogs.
What is that? The puppy? It's the children. Practicing for their school play, you know.
A play about puppies? How touching. Then you haven't seen the little fellow?
Well, tell the truth.
Say no more, dear lady. Oh, I'm so happy the little fellow can be permitted to live. You have such a lovely home, madam, and you have a nice face. And children to brighten the little fellow's days.
But that is
I must be off. Congratulations. Au revoir. Oh, I'm so happy.
Agatha Meech. Oh, my guess is you old softy. You nice, sweet old softy.
You want to discuss it?
No, dear, no.
I really didn't lie to the man.
Well, of course not.
Besides, it won't hurt trouble to spend one night in our house. And,
no.
And it is warm in our basement.
Very.
Mortimer, me, stop agreeing with me.
All right.
And stop burning. My goodness. Can a person change your mind? Mortimer, wake up.
Ish. Agatha, I am awake.
Move over to the side of the bed. It's crowding me out.
Yes, crowding you out. Why, Agatha, I haven't got any room on my side of the bed at all. I'm balancing right on the edge of the mattress.
Nonsense, you couldn't be. Move over.
Mm-hmm. But, dear, I can't. I can't move over.
Mortimer, stop being stubborn.
Well, all right, dear.
Oh, break heavens, what was that?
It's nothing. Just me falling out of bed.
What? You're out of the bed. Then who's breathing on my neck?
Well, oh, my goodness. Now turn on the light.
Look.
Oh. It's trouble.
Oh, that dog in bed. Get down. Get off his bed.
Oh, the
idea. How did he get in here? Mortimer.
Yeah, no, no. Now, honestly, I don't know a thing about it. Come on now, trouble. Come on now. Be a good dog. Go to sleep.
No. You wake everybody now. Get him out of here. I will not sleep in the same room with him.
Oh, but Agatha, it's nearly morning now. I'll bed him down in the corner here. Here, come on, boy. Come on. Good dog. There, you see? See how appreciative he is? Look, oh, look, he's turning up into a little ball.
Oh, all right. Turn the light out and come back to bed.
Yes, dear, I will. Now go to sleep and don't make any more noise, trouble. Yes, that's right. Yes. Good night, little fellow.
Well, Mortimer, that settles it. Now I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Turn on that light.
Oh, Agatha, look at trouble. Look, he's at the door. He's back there.
I don't care if he's standing on his head. This is no time for telling.
Oh, but you don't understand. Maybe he hears somebody down there.
You know perfectly well it's Louis. He always goes down to the icebox in the middle of the night. Louis! Hold on to him, Mortimer. He goes downstairs, he'll attack Louis. You know he hates Louis for hitting him with that newspaper. Louis! Is that you?
All right, trouble. All right, calm down now. Calm down. Everything's all right. It's only Louis.
Hold him, Mortimer. Hold him.
Yeah, I'm trying to hold him. Oh, my goodness. Got away. Look at him.
I'll see what you've done. Catch him. You've got to do something.
Well, I tried to hold him, but he pulled so hard, he got away.
Oh, Mortimer, why did you ever bring that awful dog into this house? Hurry up.
Hey, stop it, Mortimer.
Dog is attacking poor Louis. Hurry, Mortimer. Oh, Mortimer, do something.
Well, I'm going right down. He's here. I'll use his clothes.
Wait a minute. It sounds like Uncle Louis is coming up.
It's terrible.
Oh, poor Louis.
Uncle Louis, you're forgetting.
He's all out of breath. Louis, are you hurt? Where did he bite you?
He didn't bite me. That dog saved my life.
He did what?
He saved my life.
What happened, Louis?
There's a burglar downstairs.
A burglar?
Oh, you mean a real life burglar?
What was that?
That door slammed. The dog must have changed him out. Hey, look out the window there. Harry goes down the street a mile a minute.
Oh, heavens. Let's go down and see what he stole.
It all happened so suddenly. I was coming out of the kitchen with a couple of sandwiches and dill pickles in my hand, and I got into the dining room, and all of a sudden, somebody slugged me from behind. We got down on the floor. He had me by the neck. He was choking me with both hands. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't even harp.
Oh, why not?
My mouth was full of pickles. Finger undone for it. When all of a sudden, this dog comes flying through the air and he grabs the burglar.
Where?
Right behind the icebox. Well, good old trouble.
Oh, I knew he was a watchdog.
Where? Would you look at that?
Huh?
The silver drawer is open, but nothing's been touched.
Well, just look at the little fella. My goodness, look what he's sitting on.
Oh, it is a daddy. Why, it's the burglar's bag.
Yes.
Trouble didn't give him a chance to put anything in it.
Now, isn't that just the smartest thing you ever saw?
Oh, Trouble.
Uncle, you're wonderful.
Yeah. Well, dear, what do you think of Peggy's dog now?
Peggy's dog?
Oh, Mother Mays, I keep trouble now. Please.
Who said anything about letting him go? After all, he's our dog, and we're proud of him. Nice dog.
Oh, nice trouble.
Mommy will buy you a nice big bowl.
And sister will get you a lovely collar.
And Poppy will build you the best dog house you ever saw. And you'd better make that dog house big enough for two boys. Just in case.
Say, Mom, in all the fun and excitement you'll have planning such highfalutin dishes as turkey, Charlotte Russe, and plum pudding for those guests you'll be having this month and next, don't forget to give a thought to that all-year favorite, fragrant, spicy applesauce. Mm-mm. Just think of all the wonderful ways there are to serve applesauce. Pancakes, French toast, or golden brown waffles spread generously with all-sweet margarine, then topped with applesauce, will bring any family to the breakfast table on the double. And if you've never treated a small fry to an applesauce sandwich, you should really hang your head for shame. Now, to fix this super delicious treat, simply spread slices of bread from crust to crust with delicate, natural-flavored all-sweet. You know, all-sweet spreads evenly and easily on even the coldest days without reducing the bread to crumbs. And then, for the filling to these surprisingly good sandwiches, blend applesauce with ground peanuts, finely chopped celery, and cream cheese. Boy, there's a sandwich for you that's just chock full of good eating and good food energy. Yes, ma'am, as we were saying a while ago, all sweet spread generously on sandwiches not only doubles the eating enjoyment, it actually doubles the food energy of the bread, besides adding important amounts of vitamin A. As a matter of fact, winter and summer, every pound of all sweet is fortified with a minimum of 15,000 units of vitamin A. So, whenever you buy margarine, choose America's favorite, Swift, delicious, all sweet, with the delicate, natural flavor. And Burl Vaughn is written and directed by Les Weinrod. Be sure to join us over these same stations next Saturday when all sweet, the margarine with the delicate natural flavor, again invite you to Meet the Meat. This is John Weigel speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.